Let's turn to now to the book of Ephesians. I'd like to say as you're turning, I've certainly enjoyed being here and trust that something has been said or done that would encourage you along the way. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Count it a real privilege. That's okay, brother. Just leave it off. It'd be better. It's always a privilege to speak to the wife of God. Amen. And I sure have enjoyed being here. Carol, myself, enjoyed the services and hearing the testimonies and all the effort that has been put forth into this meeting for the young people. And just a wonderful time for us also. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'd like to begin reading verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now I want us to look at that 8th verse again, real slowly. And I want you to notice how Paul words this. For ye were sometimes darkness. Not in darkness, but ye were sometimes darkness. But now are ye not in the light, but now are ye light. Ye were darkness, but now ye are light. Now, look with me also in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, 12th verse, and we'll identify a little more clearly the pressure from the other realm that you and I are facing in this day. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers, so they have a domain, they have certain authority, certain positions that they are over. Of course, we're talking of demons now. Rulers of the powers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I'd like to read to you also from a message that Elijah preached to us called Paul a Prisoner. In 1963, this is page 3, and from this I'd like to draw a thought tonight if the Lord would help us. He said, anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow. See, because a shadow has to possess so much darkness, so much light to make a shadow. It can't be altogether dark, and it cannot be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow. So really, we are shadows of light. Now this is what he said. So really, we are shadows of light. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. We're just so honored once again, dear God, that we could speak to your people. Father, I ask that you would take the word and, oh God, just anoint me and anoint them, Father. You've done so much for us, dear God, in our lifetime. We just want to say thank you, Lord. I pray once again, Lord God, that you would come and speak to our hearts. Heavenly Father, you know every need. Oh God, I'm so needy myself tonight. Lord, I need your strength to come and help me and your grace, Father, to move me out of the way. I pray, dear God, that the Spirit of Christ would just so bring every thought into the obedience of the Holy Ghost. Lord, as your children, we bind every devil that would try to hinder this service tonight, Father. May our thoughts be brought in subjection to the mind of the Almighty God. Oh, Father, we know tonight, Lord Jesus, that as mortals, we have so many needs, some needs maybe small, some large, but we believe tonight, Father, that You're concerned. If a little sparrow cannot fall to the ground, that You don't know about it. And, oh, Father, that You're concerned about it, how much more, oh, Father, tonight, Your children. May the Spirit of God, I pray, come tonight, take the Word, anoint it to our hearts. May we receive that we can get strength from it. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. I'd like to use that tonight as we close, and I'll try not to be too lengthy because I know you're tired being here all week and taking in all the services, but I'd like to look at that thought on shadows of light. Now, it's really a parallel to look at as something that we are shadows of light. Now, the prophet explains it to us that in order to be a shadow, there has to be a certain element of darkness present and a certain element of light present. Now, you know, whenever the night times comes and there is no moon and no stars, it's all hid by the clouds, and there is no shadows because there is no ray of light to reflect upon an exposed image to make a shadow on the ground. Now, if you can see my hand here tonight, there is a shadow on the top of this desk. And the reason there is because this light is shining down upon my hand, and there is an image that the light is shining for. But yet, because my hand is not transparent, the light cannot shine through my hand, so therefore it makes a shadow. And whenever we look at our lives and realize that we were not just so much in darkness, but we were actually darkness. Our life was of the world of darkness as far as the first verse. But there was something in us predestinated by the mind of God in order to catch the word of this hour. And we realize that when the Lord Jesus comes to finish the rapture and to catch away this bride, He's not coming for our books. He's not coming for our tapes. He's not coming for our Bibles. But this word was sent to get this word ready to go for the rapture. Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now we know the Lord is not coming together our church buildings. He's not coming together our Bibles, our tapes as it was, but He's coming for the Word of God that has been made flesh in every age. And we know that when the Word is made flesh, it is the light of the age. That's what the prophet of God taught us. The believer sees the Word made flesh, and that is the light of the hour. Now, whenever we look at ourselves then, how can we be a shadow of light? Because when we become born again, the natural birth, there's still something there, the first element, that has not become born again, and that's the thing we war with all of our life. Because the prophet said, you are going to have a carnal, sticky nature, and it is going to bother you as long as you live. But the good thing is, it bothers you. You see, when you was in the world, it didn't bother you, because you were alienated from the presence of God. You were darkness, but now the light of the spoken word has spread across your soul, and now you are light. But you are a shadow of light. Now in this building tonight, if we could grasp it, there is streaks of darkness and streaks of light. In the realm of the supernatural, beyond what the eye can catch, you and I, if we could somehow, our vision could be broke, and we could look into that realm and say all the things that are tangible around us, those things which are from the demonic realm and those things which are from the spiritual realm of God. And we know the prophet of God said that there's three realms down and there's three realms up, and we are in the mortal stream of time right in the middle of it. And he said every mortal then is influenced by one or two of these worlds. And here we come to the peer pressure again. Because we know that our lives are constantly under an influence. And we know that Brother Rim said again, question and answer is 1959. He said that demons are powerless without someone to work through. They are powerless without someone. A gossiping devil, a cigarette devil, a lust devil. They are powerless without someone to work through. And oh, my friends, if somehow we could grasp in our mind tonight that great God that filled all eternity, He desired to bring Himself into an expression. And the Word of God made manifest in this age will never come to its perfection until He can find people in this earth that will take this Word, and it'll become greater than life itself to them. Now let me show you something here, what I'm trying to get at, so you'll... I won't lead you around, all right? Paul, Brother Branham said, you're in Paul's prison again. He said, now, we are reflecting a light from somewhere. If you are a Christian, he said, it only proves that there is a light somewhere which you cannot die. Because this light has death in it. Light, darkness. This life has death in it. If you're reset tonight and this camp has gone by, these days have gone by, our bodies have got tired and we become weary, because in this life there is death. In our bodies tonight is the law of death working, because we are still in a shadow. But one day the shadow will become a positive, and there will be no more death. There will be no headaches. There will be no suffering. There will be no difficulty. But as long as we are here, we are shadows of light. Now look at it. He said you were moving, living creatures with abilities to see, think, move, and talk. And he said, but you know you are dying. And he said, this one has so much trouble, but it's only a reflection. There's a life and death mixed together. Life and death in the same body. In my body tonight is eternal life. And in my body is also death. In my body is the light of God, and my body is a shadow. Light and darkness. And my life then reflects in this other world, because I am sending a message into the invisible world of my true fellowship, and it comes by the way of darkness or light. That's how you're known in the demonic realm. It's not because your hair is long, sisters. It's what projects from your being that lets them know what you are. Now, every one of us here tonight are pulsating either rays of God's spoken word light from our soul, or it's streaks of darkness. I'll prove it to you from the message. Now watch, he said the physical has to die. But if you are reflecting by your mortal life the light of heaven. You are reflecting by your mortal life the light of heaven. He said that when you die, you can do no more than go into that light. When you terminate in this earth, then the shadow has dissipated, and the shadow has become nothing, and you have been burst back into that immortal light of God. But if you are reflecting darkness, then you go to darkness, because you are of the dark world. Now here we come to where we can see the people of this age. They really can't help themselves. They cannot help being what they are. They are only genuine reflections of something that's from another world. And neither can you tonight, as children of the Almighty God, keep from reflecting a light that is in you. I don't care how much a person tries to impersonate it. It doesn't make any difference how a person tries to act like they're a child of God. Somewhere down the road it'll show. But if you're a real child of God, that has become light. We're not just walking in the light, talking about the light, rejoicing about the light. We are the light. Because the spoken word of God, the Logos, that said, let there be. When he created light of the word, I was there. I was part of that. And from my soul pulsates this light of the word of God. You Christians tonight, from your being pulsates light. That's right. Pulsates light. Now we can't see it, because our eyes are still held to these mortal realms. But in that other realm, if demons could come to the platform tonight and give a testimony, we might be surprised at some of the ones that look so holy on the outside and have all the message paraphernalia around their homes and have all the message lingo. Yet demons identify them as another spirit, because from their being project streaks of darkness. How did Brother Branham now follow it in the natural realm of the sickness? How did Brother Branham pick it up? Shadows. Shadows. darkness and streaks and also light. Now a demon power, watch it, let me read it to you. A demon power is on a woman here. She comes up and discernment. And the prophet said, now here's a dark streak coming from a woman to another one. It's a devil. And the devil knows his time has come. So here stands a prophet of God. He's broke beyond this mortal realm that you and I look at, just in another dimension that is faster than this one. And he's sitting there looking at the people. In a moment of time, he sees another realm that is a realm of information, a realm that's real, a realm that expresses other beings than what this realm can see tangibly. And he looks and sees a woman, and he sees a dark streak from this woman to another individual. Now what is it? It's demons. And they're crying for mercy. They're crying for help because they are a kindred spirit. You know, devils is a lot smarter than a lot of church people. The devils have got enough sense to know when they get in trouble, cry out for help. That's right. Here would sat a woman with a spirit on her, and that devil had come into the presence of the prophet of God. And I mean, he knew where the pressure was. And this devil, all the rest of the people not knowing anything that was going on, but this devil in this other realm would begin to scream out, hey, help me, here he comes, help me. Now what's going on in that realm all around those people, and they didn't hear anything, they didn't see anything, they just might have sensed some funny feelings. Oh friend, it's still here tonight. That same realm is still here. I don't have the ability to look into it, but it's still here. We're still warring in that same realm. Wow, what's this? You can imagine the prophet of God standing in this kind of position. Praise be to God, Satan has lost the battle. He said the devil calls to another one. They are screaming and calling for help. Him in this dimension and watching the spirits as they would move. Now, how were the demons detected? By streaks of darkness. Not light. It was not a streak of light that went from this woman over here that had cancer or TB or nervousness, whatever it was. It was a streak of darkness. Now, when the devil needed help, he would make a contact from this individual to that individual. Now, what are they doing? They're actually gathering in that spiritual realm to accumulate unbelief. Amen. To try to bind. This devil needs help. And he cries for another associating spirit in the building that he's kindred with. Because even demons fight. All demons are compatible. But whenever he would find a spirit that would be a kindred spirit, he was, help me, help me. Help me, help me. Why? Pressure. A little Kentuckian standing there that was more than a Kentuckian. Hallelujah. Because from his being in that realm issued forth the light of God. And demons wasn't looking at a little short man that was bald-headed and said, haint and tote and fetch and pat and all that sort of thing. That wasn't what they was looking at. But in that other realm where those demons lived and where they worked, as this man of God came on the platform and opened his mouth, out of that mouth came the light of God. Oh, brother, I tell you, it's not whenever we stand there and show the devil how big our muscles are. It's when we open our mouth and the light of God streams out of our soul. Amen. Screaming from mercy. This devil's calling one to the other, and they're screaming and calling for help. That's the reason I call for you all to pray with me, he said, because there's a battle going on. And he said, the devil's fighting right now. And he said, he's trying to fight against wrong. And he said, there's a dark streak between these two people. And he said, this one is calling. Now watch how he even repeats what this demon is saying. Help! 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 Keep him from believing. Keep him from believing. Now, if it would be that way on a natural healing, what about when the word is being preached? And people sit there and all of a sudden they get so sleepy they can't hardly hold their eyes open. I watch it. It'll go from one and then it'll move over to another. And they go to rubbing their eyes. Oh, God, shake this thing off of me. Oh, I'm getting so sleepy, Lord. And it'll go to another and to another. If the devil wouldn't want you to get healed, he sure wouldn't want you to get a word that'll change this body. What is it, friend? It is that realm of light and darkness, because we are shadows of light and we're reflecting it. Oh, it's a wonderful thing when we can have testimony among our brothers and sisters that we are children of God. But I'll tell you one thing, friend. I'd like to hear one time what them devils has got to say about me in that other dimension. Praise be to God. Oh, they wouldn't say he's a wonderful preacher. Ma, I'll tell you what, look the way he combs his hair. How do you like that tie he wears? No, they ain't interested in that. But they would say, my God, stay away from the man. You've got to watch him. You get around him, I'm going to try to project in that darkness on him. Every time I do, he opens up his mouth and say, get away from me, devil. And when he does, I can't stand life. He don't realize the power of that word. And he opens his mouth and it dispels darkness. But it's invisible. See, you and I, we sit here and we hear the word. And when a man of God opens his mouth, we see no light. We see no darkness dispelling, no darkness broken. But the same God that spoke it initially in the beginning, if that same mind ever anoints another man, whether he's from Canada or Kentucky or wherever he's from, and that same mind speaks that same word, it'll produce the same results. They're saying, help, help, help. Keep him from believing. I looked down here to see where that was at, and I seen this woman. And I seen this other one calling over to her. It called to another, and I couldn't make it out just right. But the dark streak left just then, and it turned light. Now the presence of a demon then would project in that realm darkness. How'd a better man know when the people were delivered? When they shouted? You felt it, didn't you, brother? Oh, glory to God. He said, turn light around you. In that realm, he was looking at light and darkness. You felt it, didn't you, brother? Praise God, you got it. He said, brother, you are healed because it turned light around you. Then faith broke that streak of darkness. Amen. Brother, if we could look back at our lives and we say, my, we were so dark and so smutty in sin, and we could really look at how we really looked, we'd think, my, we were. But if we could look again tonight and see from our soul by a new birth, we are not in darkness. We are not no longer darkness, but we are light. That's why I feel real comfortable around the pillar of fire. Don't you? Because my Bible tells me that God is light. So if I am light, I've become kin to God. Hallelujah. I don't feel comfortable around demons no more. I said, I don't feel comfortable around demons no more. I feel comfortable around angels. I feel comfortable around saints. I feel comfortable around the pillar of fire, because I was darkness, but I'm not darkness no more. Hallelujah. Watch this now. This is amazing. Those of you here tonight who have nervousness and you're not sure what it is, let me just tell you what the prophet of God said it was. It's a devil. Right, nervousness. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and forever. Campbellsville, 1955. He said, nervousness is nothing for God to heal, lady. You believe God can heal it? There's a whole group of people that's suffering from the same thing. And he asked the people, how many of you are suffering from nervous? And he said, most all the congregation raises their hands. Them demons are calling one to the other, and there are black streaks running everywhere. I hear this woman comes up in discernment. I want you to think of this. A nervous devil gets nervous. Praise God. A nervous devil gets nervous. This woman comes up in the prayer line, and the prophet of God picks up on it. Now he don't look at her hand and she's standing there jerking like that. He's looking into the other room. And he sees, coming into the presence of the angel of the Lord, this demon gets nervous, devil gets nervous. So from her, contacts this one, and that one, and that one, and that one, and that
one and that one and that one and that one. And all from this woman is projecting streaks of darkness. What is it? It's messages for help. Help me. I'm in front of the prophet of God. I need help. Help me. Now, there were the people sitting there. Maybe they felt a funny feeling, because they would a lot of times. He said, you felt funny whenever I said that, because the same thing that's wrong with that person is wrong with you. But they would sit there and not know that there was a streak that had made a point of contact on their physical realm. I've noticed this so many times when you go to many big meetings, you'll see a boy from down here in another state or another province. He'll have a certain spirit on him. He'll meet a boy of another province or another state. He never met him before, knows nothing about him. But they'll come together just like that. Because their spirits make contact. And they found a mutual place where they can fellowship. They're both under the same anointing. Here she stands. Darkness, 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 darkness. And this nervous devil, he'd swallow a whole bunch of nerve pills if he could take them. They're scared. He's scared. He's scared. And he's standing there. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. I need help. I need help. So he would send out a message and a contact by a streak of darkness. Oh, but he couldn't hide from the all-seeing eyes of God. Every time the devil would make a contact with another person, it would give away one of his hiding places. He would come from her to this man, from her to this woman, her to this child, her. And every time he would only uncover another spirit. Only uncover another nervous devil. So instead of one of them getting delivered, they all got delivered. Because God has a man who now has the ability to break into this realm that has been closed to us. Satan can move and communicate and work in that realm, and we knew nothing about it up to this time. But God gave us a window to the supernatural. And when that window broke open, even though the window itself is not here, it is still unfolded to us a way of the supernatural that we can understand and know how to operate and how to be careful and realize that these things are still here, friends. Oh, what's this thing? Oh, my. I tell you, I love this. I'd love to have been standing there and just, even though I couldn't have seen it, I'd love to say, devil, now look at you. You showed yourself, didn't you? You thought you was doing something. You called for help. You exposed yourself, devil. Now watch it. He said them demons are calling one to another. There's black streaks running everywhere. The devil knows he's defeated. He's scared. Now that's the way I like to deal with that devil. I like to deal with it when he gets scared and when he gets nervous. I like to get right down, boy, and look that old devil eyeball to eyeball. And sometimes, you know, it's not people so much that have got devils in them, but it's the anointing on top of them. Oh, my, when the word goes to being preached, you preach on television or this, that, or they'll squirm, they'll jump, they'll move around, and you watch somebody else. You don't have to say who's got a television. They tell on theirself. By their response to the word. Praise the Lord, saints. That realm is still here tonight. Now, if you and I, our eyes can be pulled back for just a moment of time from every person here tonight, it's pulsating either a stream of light or a stream of darkness. And if there's people in this building that disbelieve the word of God, I guarantee you there'll be a point of contact made between you and another person before you leave here tonight, because those demons are crying out for help. And if a person is sitting there and they're about to see light and they're about to see something, and then demons will come, help me, he's about to see it. Help me, help me, help me. The devil ain't nothing but just an impersonator. So where did they see this done at? Where did they see this point of contact made in order to gain strength? They are fallen angels. Where? The angels of God.
whenever Daniel began to pray and ask the Lord about a certain thing. And finally, after 21 days, an angel broke loose and said, "We heard your prayer, Daniel, 21 days ago. We heard you back then, but oh, the prince of Persia, he withstood me. And I finally had to call for some reinforcement. I finally had to call for some help." Look, friend, it's not a shame to say we need help. Even the angels of God needed help one day to fight a battle. It's not a shame to say, "Hey, I need help." Watch this. This is Edmonton, 1957. He said, "Just a moment. Something has happened. As soon as this woman come here, a spirit flashed and it run to the audience. Uh-oh. Now we got a chicken devil." Ain't this something how when they would come up on a platform, them things are getting nervous? They get scared. Why? It'd been talked down in hell. There's a seventh angel up on the earth. That dude, ain't nothing can hide from him. I mean, epilepsy, cancer, TB, ain't nothing can... What's he look like? Tell me, what's he look like?
Oh, you'll know him when you get in his presence. I mean, you'll know the man.
I'll tell you one thing, you know, there's something about that ministry. I believe we've dealt with it before. There's similar things about it. It seemed like we've dealt with it before. I've been trying to put it together where it was. And I thought, no, it can't be Daniel. It can't be Moses. Oh, I know who it is. It's Jesus. It's the same Son of Man that stood against the sand in the beginning.
You talking about getting tore up? My, it run to the audience. Now, be in prayer and be reverent, Christians. The woman is suffering with a stomach trouble. It calls from a nervous condition. And there's a man sitting right back there on the end of the seat. If I can get his attention while the anointing's on me, here's a black streak between him and her. That devil is screaming for mercy. Young people, if a nervous devil, a stomach trouble devil, would scream for mercy, what about these devils that bother you?
Right.
If the right pressure is applied from a child of God, instead of us, "Oh, devil, have mercy, oh, no, for it'll be that devil, dear God, I'll be so glad when that bunch of people gets out of this world. I can't stand it. They're driving me crazy."
Oh, hallelujah. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? It's the truth. Streaks. Dark streaks. Now, let's reverse it for just a moment. If we could look tonight somehow by the eyes of the Almighty into a realm that most of us know nothing about, have felt it, sensed it, realized it was there, but not a sense spiritual enough to declare it. I wonder how many streaks of light would be all over this building tonight, from brother to brother, sister to sister, pastor to sheep, all over everywhere, streaks of light binding together. It ain't no wonder that the devil don't like Holy Ghost meetings. It ain't no wonder he fights with everything he can. He'll do everything he can. You ever notice that when you get ready to come to church, sisters, and you try to fix your hair, and you try to put it up, and it poof, falls. You try to comb it and it frizzes out everywhere. But you get ready to go shopping and my, there it is. But when you get ready to come to church and the kids will cry, they'll get into an argument, one of them will get a sucker and the other one wants it, don't you realize what that is? Them devils know you're coming to church. And they know what he studied because they seen him there flipping through the computer and said, "Dear God, don't tell me he's going to preach that. Oh, no. Oh, no. Surely he ain't going to preach that. Lord God, it'll set them people free if he preaches that." I know what we'll do. We'll just go ahead of time and we'll try to work on the people. We'll make them upset. We'll make them worry. We'll make them have a flat tire. Oh, we'll do this and this, so when they come in there, their minds will be everywhere. Anybody hearing me tonight? Don't you think that devil don't see when the man of God sitting there studying and studying? Sometimes I'll study about three messages. It makes the devil so confused he don't know where I'm going. I've seen it happen in my own church.
I'm going to get ready to preach a certain thing, working down a certain line, and watch the devil prepare and try to work on the minds of the people before they come to church. And them set there, and the devil try to take away the value of that word. Their minds all cluttered up with worry and this and that and the other, and that old spirit of darkness. Now, it may not be in their soul, but because this is still a shadow, it can still come and torment the mind. And you wonder. I had a, you know, heard of a man one time. He said he went to a Methodist church now. And he sat there and he said, Pastor, he said, I got a testimony I want to tell you personally. He said, I want to thank God. He said, I had a tractor tore up. He said, it took me 3 Sunday mornings. He said, but I got it fixed while you was preaching. He was sitting there in church trying to figure out how to fix his tractor while the man of God was preaching the word. That's a devil. You ever sit there in church and think, wonder where we're going to eat at today? Come on, saints, don't get quiet on me. When the servant of God studying and trying to bring something to you to liberate your soul. And I guarantee you, whenever you do that, the pastor will look right at you. Because he's just something about it. Satan will pick out that one to you. And say, look at that, they're already tired and you ain't even started. Well, you're wasting your time. Why don't you just fold up your Bible and quit? Shut up, devil. I ain't even half started yet. What is it? Satan working out there. You'd be surprised how the devil talks to a servant of God while he's preaching the word. I know it's almost hard for the mind to comprehend. But listen, when the prophet of God was sitting there preaching the message on birth pains, and that Catholic guy was sitting out in front of him, and the brother Branham said, I thought that man is disagreeing with every word I'm saying. And he came up and told Brother Branham, he said, either we'll have to gather the message, the church is in, the church has to gather the message. And he was sitting there grieved, and the devil was telling the prophet of God, he's disagreeing with every word you're saying. You'd be standing up here preaching and preaching and preaching. Oh my, the devil said, they hate you. Can't you see that? They don't like you. You say, while you're preaching? Yeah, while you're preaching. They don't like what you're saying. They're bored. While he's sitting there talking to you, did you see him? When he pointed his finger out, it landed right between your eyes. The God's revealed to him, you're a serpent seed, you're a devil. He sits there and talks to you, and he'll talk to the man of God. He'll try to talk to the deacons. He'll try to talk to the trustees. What is it, friend? It's streaks running everywhere. That's why many times we leave and say, God, what's going on? Why did I leave? And Lord, it seemed like the man of God had such great things to say, and I just couldn't get in. These guys are still here. They're still here. But so is the light. Hallelujah. So is the light. So is the light. Now watch this. Oh my. This demon is screaming for mercy. Mercy. He's calling to other spirits like I would call for you people to pray. Now what's the parallel? A prophet of God asking the people to pray for him, because it's accumulating faith and building pressure against this other dimension. And the devil's caught on. And the devils begin to do the same thing. They begin to scream out, help me epilepsy! Help me nervousness! And binding together, they can accumulate unbelief. Amen? Now watch this. Let's go a little farther. I like doing this because many of them makes the devil so nervous he don't know what you're going to do. Now he said, we're strangers to one another. This again at Edmonton. He said, it's your throat. That lady sitting right there also has throat trouble. Tonsils. If you can believe, there's a spirit pulling between you both. And this devil is screaming to the other one, trying to get some doubt started in the church. Now, if he would do that for a sore throat, what would he do for the opening of the word? I hope somebody's hearing me.
My, the devil is screaming to that one for help, trying to get some doubt started in the church. There's a black streak between you both. Now he's trying to accumulate and begin to anoint the outside. Oh, it's not for you. It's not for you. Or surprisingly, how many young people around this message don't know if the Holy Ghost is for them? You know the prophet of God taught us in the Holy Ghost series, you can't even receive the Holy Ghost unless you believe it's for you. And he said, then you can't know what it is. He said, no, when you've got it, unless you know what it is and how it'll act once you get it. He'll speak to one and say, it ain't for you. You've prayed and you've prayed and you've prayed. And he'll speak to another. You've prayed and you've prayed and you've prayed. And he'll speak to another. And then when the man of God goes to preaching on the token or the Holy Ghost, that devil will begin to surface and he'll say, hey, you've done prayed, you didn't listen to this message. You've done asked God. God didn't give you the Holy Ghost. You cried, you prayed. And there he is accumulating that doubt and that unbelief to build up a barrier against the light of the Holy Ghost. Oh, friends, we ought to be so careful what we give our minds to. We ought to be so careful what we think about. Oh, Lord. This little lady is sitting out here, the second one on the end. This is in Camelsville, Kentucky. You're bothered with nervousness, aren't you, lady? See what I mean? Now, watch this. This devil knows if this woman will halfway believe. Just halfway believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that I'm His prophet, He'll have to leave her. He knows if she'll just halfway believe. So what's he doing? He's screaming for help. Help me. Help me. Tell her. Tell her God don't love her. Tell her that God won't do it. I'll talk to one ear. You talk to the other. Here, you other demon. You talk to her. Now, let's build up this thing against the man of God as he's speaking the word and the word's becoming light and there's a battle going on. Let's stand her now. We're right in the heat of the battle. Keep telling her God won't do it. God won't do it. God won't do it. And they're accumulating the unbelief. And she walks away depending upon what? Which way her faith went.
Right.
Light was projecting. Darkness was projecting. What determines the outcome of the battle? Her faith. What determines much of the time what we get out of church? It's not because the preacher ain't studying. It's not because the service leader hasn't prayed and asked the mind of the Lord to help him in the songs. It's because the battle raged in the house of God. This was going on in your mind and that was going on and that was going on. And it depends upon which one your faith anchors to. Oh, I feel like having a prayer line tonight. This would be a good time for it. This demon knows if that woman will halfway believe. Friends, halfway. Halfway. That Jesus is the Son of God and I'm His prophet. He'll have to leave her. That demon was calling to that other one for help. To accumulate unbelief. He wasn't strong enough within himself to withstand this light of the Word of God. So he begins to call to another for help. This is a dangerous thing. When people go to getting cold and indifferent on the Lord, and they go to picking up a spirit, in that realm of spiritual beings, they begin to project from their being now a streak of darkness, which is a sign of communication to the realm of demons. And once those demons see that streak of darkness, it's only an open door for another spirit, and another, and another, and another. That's why people can be in church seemingly on fire with God, shouting, praising, oh, hallelujah, I believe the word, and it's sick. 6 months they're in the office shape that ever was. Because they picked up one spirit. And once this realm saw a dark streak projected from their being, it was an open line of communication. Oh, friends, I'll tell you one of the worst things that people can get on them is a religious spirit. A religious spirit is so compatible with other spirits. You take a lust spirit, get on a man inside the message. If he don't get coupled up with a religious spirit, if he commits adultery, he'll step down. If he's a preacher, he'll quit doing this and that and the other. Unless he gets a religious spirit on him, then he'll try to justify it. Oh, well, I made a mistake, you know. Can't we all forgive one another? Well,
I know I made a mistake, and I'm a preacher, and I've done this and that and the other, but can't we all just forgive one another? After all, I know a lot on you all. I know a lot of y'all's mistakes and religious spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And then once that darkness goes to being projected from that being in this realm that you and I can't see, then they see a change. They see a darkness, a bitterness. I don't even believe in going to church no more. I tell you, I've been so burned up at preacher, I ain't going no more. Oh, my. And from that realm, darkness. And then another spirit comes for fellowship. And another, and another, and another. Oh, God. How many people sat in such conditions tonight around message churches in such a horrible shape spiritually? Because it's a line of communication. And these spirits watch it. Oh, but my. Look now. From light. If the angels of God can find a person who from their being is projected the light of the spoken word, then it is a line of communication that says, there's one we can fellowship with. There's one that we can join ourselves together. We can use him and we can be with him to cause pressure on the kingdom of hell. Let me go a little farther, can I? Oh my. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by in 1958. He said, there'll not be another feeble person in this building in another minute if you'll believe. I'm going to ask the Lord God to move Satan, which is this dark spirit. There's a light spirit, which is Christ. And I'm going to ask him to move back that dark spirit and the shadows of superstition, that it'll be moved out into the glorious light of Christ. Oh, friends, you realize tonight that there's only one sin? What is it? Tell me. Unbelief. Then whether it's unbelief to the opening of the seven seals, unbelief to the opening of the word, unbelief to whatever it is, it's unbelief. What? What? Now let's look at ourselves. As we sit here tonight, young men, young ladies, old men, old ladies, all of us together, what projects from our being in the realm that the pastor can't see, or other men can't see, or other women can't see? If demons could come to this platform tonight, we'll give them just a couple of moments, okay, for testimony. And I like to call the demon of lust first. And I want to ask him a question. Demon of lust, is there any person in this building that you feel comfortable being around? Is there any person that in that realm of the supernatural, you have projected yourself and you have found a compatible spirit, one that would work with you, and you anoint them and you anoint them, and they take thoughts in their mind and they play with those thoughts, and do you feel comfortable, lust spirit, with anyone in this building? Answer us. Yes, there are some that I do. There's some young people and there's some old people that I anoint their mind. They take it into their mind through the imagination and they begin to imagine. And I anoint them and I anoint them. Yes, there's some I feel real comfortable with. Thank you. You can sit down on the floor. We like to call the spirit of troublemaking in the church. Is there anyone here tonight in this assembly that you have ever got on them and you actually felt comfortable being on them? You begin to talk to them and begin to whisper things in their ear. And you begin to tell them you didn't like the music and you didn't like this, and the pastor never did get to shake your hand, and that they always call on these special ones to sing and they never call on you. And you begin to talk to somebody else. And is anybody hearing me tonight?
Is there anybody here that you've had fellowship with?
Yeah, there's a few.
Some of them don't say it out, but they say it on their way home to their wife. And of course, they say it in front of the children. Praise the Lord, saints. Ain't you glad this is the last night? I save the best to last. You can sit down. What about you, spirit of lying? Is there anybody here? Yes. What about you, demon of rock and roll? Is there any young people here that you've ever caught them riding down the road in mom or daddy's car, their own car, and they thought they was going to look for some news on the radio station to see what the weather was going to be or whatever it was. And they got to turning over that station and they went past that boobity bobbity boobity bobbity boobity bobbity. And all of a sudden they stopped it and they begin to listen and they begin to pat their foot. And the next thing they know, they're listening and they listen to that song and it didn't seem that bad. And so they listen to another. And then when they stop for days after they even turn the radio off, that song keeps going over and over and over and over in their mind. Yes. You can sit down too. Now I'd like to call our first demon back up here. Demon of lust. I'd like to ask you tonight, is there any people in this building that you don't like? I refuse to answer that. No, you're going to answer us. We demand an answer. Is there anybody in this building that you've tried to torment them?
Yes, I've tried. I've aggravated them.
And about the time I thought I had them to a place where I could really break them down, they opened their mouths, and out of their mouths went light. And I'm a creature of darkness, and I hate light. And when they started quoting that living word, not a dead word, but that living word, it created such light. I just couldn't stand to be in the presence. Glory! You demon of popularity, is there any men of God around this message that you don't feel comfortable around?
I'd rather not answer that.
You're going to answer us. Is there any men of God, you've offered them a position in the message that they'd compromise? You've offered them these things, yet they wouldn't take it.
Do I have to answer?
I said answer!
Yes. There's some. I tried. And I tried. They look like ordinary men. They even act like ordinary men. I don't know what it is. Some of these preachers, I've worked with them for years. About the time I think I'd get them, they steal away and pray. And all of a sudden, they get up with an inner strength. Must have been some of them angels over there. And they got up, and they began to open their mouths. And when they opened their mouths, I never seen such light. Dispel, well, yeah, I have too. I seen it one time before. I saw it one time before in a man called Jesus when I come to him and I offered him the kingdoms of the world, and he stood there that day and he was the Logos, and that word come out of his mouth and it dispelled such darkness. You teenage demons of rock and roll and lust, pleasures and things of this modern age. Is there any young people here in this assembly that you can't fellowship with? there any? Are there any of them that you've tried and you've tried and you just can't fellowship? Now, young people, this is a good testimony if he says no for you. Are there any of them? You've tried them with rock and roll. They didn't listen to that. You tried them with country. They didn't listen to that. You even tried them with contemporary gospel, and they didn't listen to that. Are there any?
Do I have to answer?
Yes, you have to answer, you coward. Yes,
there's sunset in this building tonight. I've tormented them. I've pressed them with kids they go to school with. I've even pressed them with some of the kids they go to church with. I don't know what in the world. I don't know what I'm going to do.
But I've tried them and I've tried them and I've tried them. I've tried to press myself. I've tried to torment them. I've tried to scare them.
I don't know what in the world's the matter with them. They're beginning to act like the rest of that bunch.
Of you demons can just get out of here and go back to hell now. Hallelujah!
Now let's sweep all this uncleanness off this platform and let's call some other witnesses for just a minute, okay? We'd like to call the angels of God who've been sent forth in this last day to minister to the heirs of righteousness. And we would like to ask them, angels of God, are there any young people on this platform? Are there any young people in this building that go to this assembly or are visiting from other assemblies? Are there any young people that you love to be around? Are there any young people that you love to get around them?
Ain't it something how when Brother Branham, when a Christian would come up before the prophet of God, and he would tell them, you are a Christian. Not because of the length of their hair. Not because they didn't have earrings. But he said, your spirit welcomes me. The angel of the Lord
is comfortable with your spirit. Oh God.
And notice, it even positioned the position of the pillar of fire in a different place when a Christian would come up before the prophet. If it wasn't a believer, it stood back here. But if it was a believer, he said it stood between him and that other believer, whipping around, whipping around, whipping around, because he felt comfortable with both of them.
Let me just read that to you and we'll go on. I see that you are a Christian. It's turning real light around you. Praise God. That means your spirit is welcoming me.
You're not a critic,
but you've got a real. He said something is near you, and he said you feel that real humble spirit. He said, is that true? Raise your hand. Because between me and the woman, that pillar of fire is whipping around and around and around. He feels comfortable with the prophet of God, and he feels comfortable with this woman, so he just comes right down between them, and he just whips around and around and around. Oh God! Hallelujah! What a testimony. The pillar of fire likes me. He feels comfortable. The pillar of fire feels comfortable with me. If he were to come down in this building tonight, which ones of us could he come near and whip around and around and around?
See, it's the same part of God's being that went out of God in the beginning that began to brood over the earth. And the prophet said he took as it was type like wings, and he began to brood, coo, coo, making love, coo, coo. And he got some calcium and some potash and a little bit of petroleum, and he put it together and he brewed it up an Easter lily.
And he come to Papa and he said, "Oh, Papa, come look what I've made." And Papa came down and said, "Oh, that's so beautiful. Keep brooding." And he kept going, "Coo, coo, coo." He started with botany life and animal life and kept evolving on earth until finally he brooded, "Coo, coo." And up come a man. Hallelujah. And Papa said, "Now you can stop. Now you have brooded up something in my own image." The Spirit of God started brooding over Lucifer. Coo, coo. And he brooded up a little more over Wesley. Coo, coo. And he brooded a little more in the days of Pentecost. But he's cooed in this last days till he has brooded over the earth and brought forth Mistress Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's cooed and he's cooed and he's cooed until the very image of the bridegroom is being birthed again in the form of the bride. Oh, angels of God. Is there anyone here tonight that you love to be around? Yes. Those teenagers, those ministers, those deacons. We love to get near them. We just love to pitch our tent around them because they're so compatible to us. They understand heavenly things. They can talk heavenly talk. Their mind is not set on this earth and the rudiments of the earth. They love heaven. They love Papa. Oh, we just love coming down and being among them. Oh, Fred. Don't you want that to be said of you? Let us close. Let us just search our hearts now. Every one of us. Is there anything in any way from the pulpit here all the way back to the back and even on the outside? Is there anything in any of our lives, me included, that would hinder the precious angels of God or the pillar of fire if you were to come down in this building tonight and begin to pass from pew to pew? Would he have to dodge you because of something in your life that is not part of that logos and he doesn't feel comfortable? Maybe it's a bitterness that you have against a brother or a sister, someone here that you have an ought against, someone that you haven't spoken to for quite some time. Something that you know isn't right with the Lord, and yet you've had such a battle with it. Oh, why don't you lay it at the feet of the Lord tonight? Because you see, the same Logos, the prophet of God said in Question and Answers 1964, the same Logos is here anointing a people, gathering a bride for Christ. And only those who are compatible to heavenly things, who are compatible to the rays of God's light. You know, man thinks he's really achieved something because he's learned how to operate with light, laser. God's been doing that for a long time. Amen. God's been operating with the light of his spoken word. And I'm going to tell you something, friend, about preaching. Sometimes preaching is surgery. Probably a lot of you have had surgery. Did you ever go into surgery smiling, happy, glad? Praise God, I'm going to surgery. You go in scared. You go in worried. You come out hurting. You go to the doctor, he puts you through all kinds of pain, but you come out with a tumor took out of you, a bad bladder or something, and you're so glad that the doctor was able to save your life. But God will send a spiritual surgeon with a two-edged sword to take the light of God and go down inside of our heart and cut out things out of our life. And many people leave mad. We're glad the doctor cuts on us and we get mad that the preacher does. Oh, friends, shadows of light. From your being tonight, young and old, is not laser or gamma rays, but is the light of God's spoken word made manifest in this day, becomes so tangible in our lives that Satan, when he gets around, said, "Watch that guy. Man, I'll tell you, that guy's hard to get a hold of. He fortifies himself with the word. That young person, I'm telling you what, you can hardly get through to them. Every time you get around them, they go talking that word, talking that word. Watch them. Be careful around them. Or does he say, hey, devil, you can get on this one and this one and this one. Oh, my. Listen. Another person, the prophet says, I know you're a Christian. Because if you wasn't, it would be turning dark around you. But instead, it's light. It's light. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads now for prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, search every heart here tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, search me. If there's anything in me, Lord, that's not pleasing to you, show me, oh God, so I can make it right. If there's one person that I have offended, oh Lord, that I don't know, show me and I'll make it right. If there's one person that I have wronged and I don't know, show me that I can make it right. In these days, on the pillar of fire, it's visited the earth. I want a heart, a life, that is so compatible to that pillar of fire that he can feel at home around me. Oh God, may your great spirit, I pray, just move among the building tonight and those on the outside. The little things, Lord, that sometimes seal our victory. May we be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit tonight. If there's anything that hinders us, that he can bring into our being. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just search your heart, dear friend. The prophet of God said, our purgatory is here now. Let the word just deal with you now on a personal basis. If there's anything at all in your heart, just say, Lord, forgive me if I've wronged any person. If I've said anything wrong or done anything wrong, oh, forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. Search me, oh God. Spirit, search our lives. Oh, don't you want the angel of God to feel welcome around you? Wouldn't you want the kind of life and the kind of spirit that the pillar of fire could come down and just whip between you and other Christians? Amen. Is that what you want, young people? That kind of life. Hallelujah. My Father knows my heart, I
God, oh, search me, oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him, saints. Offer a word of prayer. How many believers we got here tonight? Amen. Let's pray one for the other. No doubt there's many, many needs here. Sicknesses, all sorts of spiritual needs, maybe even financial needs. Let's just pray together. We believe the presence of the Almighty God is here. That great pillar of fire. If there's any streaks of darkness among us, may the presence of the Holy Spirit drive it away. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach You tonight, Father, through the bloody Word, which has become our atonement. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bring before You tonight, Father, the needs of Your children. Oh, Lord, from the front of the back to the building, Heavenly Father, I pray that You would move among Your people, Lord. Those that are sick tonight, Father God, may they find faith, Lord, to be healed. Those, oh God, that are bound by spirits, may they be delivered, Father. Those that need the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, may they be filled, I pray. Oh God, may You search our lives, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, we say tonight, You are able. As God's children, we claim our rights, we claim our benefits, and we say, You are a liar, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord,